Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are a if you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888-349-0264 or email it to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. To complete the application online, go to compass.dhs.pa.gov. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert. We will contact you to start the other parts of your application. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about a current application, press 2. If you would, please enter your case number followed by the pound sign. You can find your case number in the upper right-hand corner of letters from the PAIEB. If you do not have your case number and need help from a representative to get it, press 1. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Frances. Who am I speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Naftali. I'm calling from Family First Care. I have here patient Renee Wallace on the line. She would like to check the status of her application and if there's a 7068 with the county or she needs a reassessment, what the status is.
All right, before I speak with the applicant and not just the initial caller, may I have your first name again?
My name is
Renee.
Naftali.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, not the applicant, the agency.
So my name is Naftali.
How do you spell that?
N as Nancy, A, F as Father, T as Tom, A-L-I.
And how do you spell your last name?
Winkler, W-I-N-K-L-E-R.
And may I have the number you're calling from?
So it's 267-551-7445.
Right, and the applicant is on the call with us as well.
Yes, correct.
Right there. My name is Frances, and I'll be assisting you today. And I understand you're calling in regards to yourself to check the status of an existing case. Besides yourself, is anyone else applying for services in the household?
No.
As to protect your privacy, I must verify that I'm speaking with the correct individual. I do not need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone about your application without your written or verbal permission. And I also want to let you know that you can update any information on your case, such as your address, phone number, or nursing facility admission, and we will take care of any changes requested or updates to services you may need. And your last name, Wallace, is that W-A-L-L-A-C-E?
Yeah.
And you said your first name is Renee?
Yeah.
Is that R-E-N-E-E?
Yeah.
And may I have your date of birth?
7/30/62.
7/30/1962. Bear me just one moment. Thank you. My dear, can you verify the address that we have on file for you?
2618 North 12th Street, Philadelphia, PA 19133.
Great. Thank you for verifying your information. Bear with me just one moment. All right, let me check something here. Okay, and I see you already signed up for text notices about your case. Give me just one moment here. All right, Dana, before I check the status of your application, also as a reminder, the Pennsylvania residents who are 55 years of age or older may be eligible for life as a Community Health Choices alternative, and you also may be able to receive assistance with navigating the enrollment process. Please contact the PA link, and their phone number is 1-800-753-8827 to inquire.
Okay.
Right. And so today I'm going to help check the status of your application for the home and community-based waiver services. These services help individuals remain in their homes and communities instead of receiving service in a nursing facility or other facilities. And we are here to provide additional beneficiary support when needed and can answer any questions you have about the status of your application. I'm going to look for the status, confirm some documents we should have, review the notes, and then I'll go over everything with you. Bear with me just a moment while I do so.
Okay.
Let's see. Assessment. Let's see. And the notes on here. We're going to close the County Assistance Office. MTA 612. All right, dear, the status of her application is showing that it has been closed because the County Assistance Office stated that you failed to provide the information they was asking for, and they sent the letter over to us that they mailed out to you back in December, and they wanted a 5-year look back of bank statements for citizens checking your account, explanation of bank transactions of over $500 per month. And they wanted the date of birth and social and spouse's current income. Did you receive that notice from the County Assistance Office? They was asking you for financial documents?
Yes, I sent in all the information from the bank and stuff.
You did? Okay, give me just one moment here. Give me one moment. All right, I'm going to take a quick look in their imaging to confirm they have your documents scanned in. And looks like we also need to schedule a reassessment to update your compass because that has expired. Let me take a look in their imaging, and then I'll let you know if they have the documents scanned in. Bear with me just a moment.
All right.
Okay, thank you.